Marsha Blackburn blasts activist judges, they are trying to stop policies at the heart of Trump's America First agenda. By Hannah Knudsen on April 5, 2025. Activist judges are trying to stop policies at the heart of President Donald Trump's America First agenda, Senator Marsha Blackburn, RTN, said in a speech on the Senate floor. Blackburn said in her remarks that Trump represents the will of we the people, because outside of the vice president, he is the only office holder who is elected by the entire nation, state by state. And in November, the American people gave President Trump a powerful mandate to secure the border, lower inflation, rein in spending, restore our standing in the world, and usher in what he terms as a new golden age for America, she said, acknowledging there have already been many early successes. However, on many fronts, the Trump agenda has been held up in court. Not for legitimate legal reasons, but because activist judges want to block as many actions by this administration as they possibly can, she said, noting that over the last 2 months, these judges issued more injunctions, 15 in February alone, against President Trump than they did against President Biden in his entire 4 years in office. Now, these judges are not issuing rulings on small details and narrow cases. They are trying to stop policies at the heart of President Trump's America First agenda, she said, explaining that activists on the left are trying to subvert his agenda, depending on the judiciary to rescue them. On November 5, they lost, and they can't accept that they can't get what they want legislatively, she said. Because leftists cannot get what they want at the ballot box, they are continuing to go the legal route. So what we have seen, and what is troubling so many Tennesseans, is activist judges that are on the bench, but all of a sudden they're trying to act like they're Supreme Court justices. They're trying to act like they have the authority to take down the decisions and actions of a president who is delivering what the American people want, she said, adding, so our colleagues and friends on the left are now depending on the judiciary to rescue them. They failed because they are wrong. And the American people said, we are not with you. So now we have these judges, she added, providing an example. These activists on the court, they've decided they're going to make nationwide injunctions to try to stop some of President Trump's policies. Which, as I said, are policies the American people have said, we want to see this done. It's like cutting down the size of the federal bureaucracy. The American people are loving what DOJ is doing, but the leftists go to a district judge out in, of all places, San Francisco, and they have that judge issue an order to block what the president is doing. Blackburn explained, noting that the district judge directed the administration to rehire thousands of terminated bureaucrats. Ultimately, Blackburn said that if 677 district judges have veto power over the president, then the people are not actually in control. Because of that, Blackburn, along with Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley, RIA, is pushing the Judicial Relief Clarification Act to end the practice of nationwide injunctions and make temporary restraining orders against federal or state governments immediately appealable, according to the senator. It would also ensure courts can only issue relief for the case or controversy before them, she said. A district judge in San Francisco or anywhere else should not be deciding national policy.